I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. A month-long truce has ended between the government of Pakistan and the Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, or TTP. Nehemiah with FMI calls it the most feared terrorist group in the country.
The TTP carried out 95 attacks in 2020, killing 140 people and 44 attacks in the first 6 months of 2021. On July 14, it carried out a suicide attack that killed 9 Chinese engineers working at the hydroelectric project in Pakistan.
Since the ceasefire ended, the TTP has claimed responsibility for 16 more attacks, killing and wounding several people. The group even targeted police in the capital. Please pray many within the TTP would turn away from violence and find hope in Jesus and ask God to protect Pakistani Christians. And how is God reaching Muslims in the Middle East? We get one answer from MNN's Katie Harth.
A young refugee woman recently woke from a frightening dream. Hala, a Muslim from Syria, thought the dream about her feet bleeding foretold illness or some other misfortune. Then she realized the man in white in her dream was Jesus of Nazareth. Hala remembered the book she had received from a local worker supported by Christian Aid Mission. She opened it and read, "He has taken on himself our sicknesses." Hala called the worker and told him that she wanted to put her faith in Christ. The worker says, "If it weren't for the resources we receive from Christian Aid Mission, hundreds of refugees like Hala would not have read God's word, understood, and believed." Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.